This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there if you want to, as we like to say, take control of the airwaves here on the radio and the internet, where we do this program 7 days per week. Live with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, of course, we'll talk to you about absolutely anything that's on your mind. But you know what? I don't know how many years it's been, Mark. I feel like it was, you know, maybe back when we were in Florida, way back when. It feels like a long time since the Parents Television Council has been an issue that we've discussed. Maybe we did it after we moved to New Hampshire, but I feel like it's been
a long time.
A long time. And I remember when we were, you know, this show started back in 2002, and what was it, 2003, when the whole Janet Jackson boob date thing happened?
That sounds about right.
Because I know that we were at WTMY down in Sarasota, one of the radio stations we started at back in the day. It was the second station we were on that when that went down, and there was sort of this chilling effect that swept across the radio industry and television as well after Janet Jackson. For those who might not have been, you know, around back then or paying attention, she supposedly unwittingly, but some say purposefully, her breasts were flashed, or a breast was flashed.
It was clearly accidental because...
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
I thought it was part of the...
Pretty obvious. I mean, who would put a dangly earring thing through their nipple if they thought it was going to get exposed? I mean...
Okay, you're being facetious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like part of the act.
It was part of the act. But, you know, whatever. It had to happen on TV, right?
It did, and that's what, you know, sent everybody into a tailspin, and, you know, we got to protect the children.
And it was for a fraction of a second. You basically, in order to see this, you had to go looking online.
Which people did, remember?
Of course they did.
The statistics, it wasn't just online. Remember, Mark, they did have the TiVo thing by that time, so there were statistics or whatever that somehow somebody got a hold of showing that people were, like, because I guess TiVo or whatever those companies, these DVR manufacturers, were.
They know what people watch.
They know how, you know, when you're rewinding and playing back, and so it was supposedly the, well, like, most...
They want to provide you more content that's like the content you're interested in.
It was like the most rewatched, you know, people who maybe saw it or heard about it and had the recording would keep going back and playing it back, because I guess a lot of people wanted to see Janet Jackson's breasts. But, you know, we got to keep the kids safe from the very same thing that, you know, most good parents or mothers would say that they should have been suckling from just years prior to that. This dangerous, this thing that is, you know, critical to the health of a baby for, you know, number of months or however long that is that breastfeeding goes on. You probably know more than I do about that, Mark, but you know, it's critical to the health of your child, but later it's dangerous. We can't have them seeing it.
Yeah, you just do it for three weeks, and after that they can eat steak.
I don't buy that one either. The toll-free number here is 8. I'm pretty gullible, but
you are.
You know. Wouldn't you have to, like, turn the steak into, like, a sludge for them to eat it? Because they can't chew things like that.
At 3 weeks, they're not going to be interested at all in
steak.
Really, anything. I think that I can't tell you exactly when, but I'd start looking at maybe 6 months to get soggy cereal.
Uh-huh.
And by soggy cereal, I don't mean Captain Crunch. I mean the stuff that's designed basically for kids, like, you know, pulverized oatmeal.
So I didn't want to throw completely back and, you know, rehash everything that happened back in 2003, but I only mentioned that to bring up this idea of the Parents Television Council, who back then, and I guess still today, is one of the most busybody of groups when it comes to complaining about online, or excuse me, not online, but on-air content in television and radio, cable TV as well, I think. But we're going to tell you what they're up to today, coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, to the fun first, though, where Steve is in Ohio. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey.
So it seems like everything I've been reading online today, it sounds like Bitcoin is going to split now.
It's beginning to look that way.
It sure does seem like it. Coming up on August 1st, there's a good chance that the people supporting the user-activated hard fork, as it has been called, are going to go ahead and fork Bitcoin. So there will then be two blockchains that have the original Bitcoin transactions on them, meaning that anybody holding Bitcoin before August 1st in what's called a non-custodial wallet, which the naming is kind of confusing about this, non-custodial means that you are in control of the wallet's private keys, not some corporation.
Well, that leads to my second question.
Yeah. So let me finish the statement. So anybody holding Bitcoin in a non-custodial wallet, which includes a bunch of them, Jax, Blockchain.info, Airbits, but custodial wallets like Coinbase, you might be screwed. So you want to make sure you get your Bitcoin in a non-custodial wallet before August 1st, because on August 1st is likely when that's going to happen, or sometimes on July 31st is when that split could happen. And if it does, if Bitcoin does fork, then after that time, when the dust settles, you will then have the original Bitcoin and this new user-activated hard fork Bitcoin that they're calling Bitcoin Cash, right now. So you'll have both.
Okay, well, I moved all my Bitcoin into a Jax wallet today, and that was going to be my next question. You basically answered it without me asking it. I am 100% safe inside of Jax. I will be able to receive both coins. Correct.
So right now, yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before that, I had actually sent the folks from Jax, which is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, a question about this, like, you know, are you guys going to support this Bitcoin Cash thing? And they have not yet decided, but if none of the wallets have yet come out to say that they're going to be supporting Bitcoin Cash, which should be the name of this hard fork version of Bitcoin that might happen coming up next week. So many of them are likely going to make their decision based on market circumstances. But even if, for whatever reason, Jax decides they don't want to support Bitcoin Cash, and they have said that if enough of their customers are demanding it, they're going to do it. That's my understanding.
And that's true for any wallet out there.
Which means they'll support it directly in the wallet. But if they don't, you still control the private keys to that Jax wallet. You could then take those private keys and put them into a wallet that does support the Bitcoin Cash, and you would have access to Bitcoin Cash. So there may be, depending on whether Jax does this or not, there may be extra hoops to jump through. But as long as you control, as long as you have a wallet like Jax or Blockchain, Airbits, one of these ones where you control the private key, then there's going to be some way to get that Bitcoin Cash later on.
And it's possible
that answers my question.
It's possible that Bitcoin Cash could
fail.
Disappear.
Yep.
It's very possible that, like, in less than a week's time, this thing could appear and disappear.
Well, poof.
All at once. So I don't know. Right now it's trading at it looks like $300 and something bucks here, $365.
So down from $400 or $500 where it had been, but that may be
enough
to attract.
Well, it hit $500 today.
That still may be enough to attract some miners and some mining strength. But then the question becomes,
how many other coins are worth?
Futures too. There is no Bitcoin Cash as of yet.
That's correct.
The Bitcoin Cash futures market.
That's right. That's right.
Right. That's the futures market, but it's legit.
I mean, who knows what it'll do, once it's actually on the real marketplace. Basically, as I understand it right now, the futures market is essentially via BTC, which is one of the mining operations that is behind this. So they're basically saying, well, we're going to have this Bitcoin Cash, coming up next week, and we'll give it to you based on the prices that you're paying for it now.
Yep.
So, I mean, presumably they're going to honor those agreements. But as Mark points out, a month or a week down the line, Bitcoin Cash could be somehow snuffed out. Now, I don't exactly know how these 51% attack things work, but if, for instance, somebody who is hostile towards Bitcoin Cash were to come in and the Bitcoin Cash network or mining, power was very, very low, they might be able to come in and essentially somehow dominate it, shut it down. Again, I don't know exactly how that works. That might be a question we should ask Roger Veer, because we're going to have him coming up later this week. I think he's going to be on Saturday night. I need to double check that. So maybe we will ask him that then. Steve, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I'm good. You basically answered my question. So make, I moved everything to my Jax wallet.
Okay.
Just ignore it, basically.
You can always get JAXX.io, listeners, if you don't yet have it. And Steve, thanks for the call tonight. We're going to keep you up to date on this as it develops. It's going to be a very interesting upcoming week here. This is Free Talk Live.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free and join us on the radio waves, whether it's cryptocurrency or a bunch of prudes complaining to the FCC. We can talk about those things or whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
And if you want to build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash. and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. In fact, speaking of momentum, Mark, did you see the headline about the Dash Jet?
No.
I saw Joel Valenzuela post it. I presume it's over at DashForceNews.com, but I have not yet actually looked there to verify it. But he posted it on social media today. I think they're calling it Dash Force One. And it's like a racing jet of some sort that you would see in an air show. And it's got the Dash logo on it.
Sweet.
Pretty cool. So that's one of the, you know, the ways that the Dash currency is, I think, very different than a lot of the crypto Me Too currencies out there, is that their marketing campaign is really smart. They've built into the currency the mining proceeds. A 10% cut goes to basically helping to promote the currency. And so I suspect that's where the money came from for the advertising wrap job on this jet. Pretty cool.
They need a Dash blimp now.
That's not a terrible idea. There was the old Ron Paul blimp back in the day in 2008 during the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah,
got a lot of
coverage. Yeah.
A lot of people were talking about that. And of course, the Dash Jet sort of harkens back to the old Doge race car. You remember that one from several years ago?
Yep.
Dogecoin, which was kind of started as a joke, but some people took it pretty seriously. Ended up, you know, some of their fans spent a bunch of money on, you know, a bunch of their Dogecoin on getting a wrap for one of the other, I don't know if it was a NASCAR or something like that, some kind of race car. So this is very similar, but
surely
a jet.
They picked a car that turns both directions.
I don't know. But this time it's a jet, so very, very cool. Check out DashForceNews.com, I believe it is. DashForceNews.com?
Yep.
And they get you the latest information there about what's happening in the Dash cryptocurrency universe. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yep, it's there. Top story. Dash Aerosports debuts Dash Force One. Looks pretty sharp. So, we were talking about the Parents Television Council. They're back in the news.
This bunch from of jokesters they are.
TVNewsCheck.com. The Parents Television Council hand-delivered nearly 3,000 broadcast indecency complaints to the FCC over content found in Fox Broadcasting's The Mick. The group called for concerned citizens. Now, The Mick is slang for, a person from, is it Scotland or Ireland?
Ireland. Okay.
Right?
M-I-C?
M-I-C-K.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what the show's about, but...
I don't either.
Yeah. Anyway, I've never heard of it. I don't watch much television, so if you know a thing or two about it, you're welcome to share it with us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe, Mark, you could pull up a summary of what this show is. But 3,000 hand-delivered broadcast indecency complaints. Now, one of the questions with the Parents Television Council is always, well, how many of the people who are issuing this particular, you know, complaint, how many of these 3,000 people actually saw the offensive broadcast or the purported offensive broadcast when it happened, rather than like watching a clip that the Parents Television Council played for them or included in an email where they were asking their followers to go ahead and send in a complaint?
That bears pointing out what the Parents Television Council is, right? It's an organization,
it's a busybody group
of busybodies that attempts to get those that might be upset about they find something to be upset about.
Usually something that a prude would be upset about.
Then they take a clip of it,
yep,
and they send it around to their list of prudes, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's been edited to look as bad as possible. And then the people, you know, having no knowledge, no foreknowledge, no sort of understanding what was happening during the situation.
No context. They haven't watched the show.
No context at all. It's like if I was talking about, my old red rooster named Buddy, and I happened to refer to him as a cock. Because of that, they cut that bit.
Yeah.
And then they say, you know, Free Talk Live has said the C word.
Mm.
Now, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with calling a rooster what a rooster is.
Right, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Absolutely. But you can't refer to other things
That's right.
So this is sort of the difficulty that one... Now, obviously, they're not as blatant as that. The Parents Television Council isn't as blatant as that. But context is necessary to understand what has been said. And as I heard, shoot, it's probably been 10 years ago, that 99% of the complaints that the FCC gets on content, they get from the American...
PTC.
Yeah, the American Television Council.
Parents Television Council. Right.
And that means that the complaint system is basically being abused, that people do not really care about this stuff, because they're not complaining otherwise. They're just complaining through this funnel.
Right.
And
how many other complaints about the MIC... In this, and we'll tell you exactly what the complaints are regarding here in a moment, but how many others, besides these 3,000, were they sent by people on their own volition? I bet you it's probably no more than a handful.
Yes.
But let me tell you what happened here. So according to TVNewsCheck.com, they again hand-delivered these 3,000 complaints. The group called for concerned citizens to file complaints over the April 25th episode that aired at about 8:30 p.m. and which centered on a teenage girl and her desire to get breast implants. The minor tells her guardian in the show that, quote, "You're working the room like you're the mayor of Tit Town," unquote. PTC said of this, quote, "Not only was an indecent word used in a sexual context, but the dialogue was delivered by a minor. Furthermore, the entire episode included graphic sexual dialogue and double entendres, yet was rated by Fox as appropriate for viewing by children as young as 14 years old, as though a teenager is the same thing as a child, and that teenagers don't know anything about breasts or breast implants or, you know, the desire of some of their peers to perhaps have them."
I think I pretty much use the word tit and teat interchangeably with my son, and we keep mammals that we use for food, right?
Pigs. Yeah, pigs for a while, yeah.
And we breed these mammals, and sometimes we're putting them on and off the teat or tit at any given time. So my son has heard this terminology a great deal. He understands where animals come
from.
Yes,
but Mark, they would argue that it's not erotic when you're talking about a pig, but clearly they're
That's
trying
erotic.
To pander to the lowest common denominator.
What
here.
Is the lowest common denominator?
Talking about breasts on television.
I'm
human
talking
breasts.
About breasts on a pig.
Yes, I understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, the Parents Television Council would probably not object to the word tit being used in the, you know,
they're only
surrounding...
referring to a female body part. They're not referring to it in a sexualized fashion.
No, but to everything,
somebody
to these people, everything's sexualized when it comes to the human breast. It's always sexualized. It doesn't matter under what context it's being talked about.
I got a surprise for you. Half the population's got boobs.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, there's also plenty of men with boobs as well. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Sal, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to get into Bitcoin mining and you don't want to have to deal with the hassles, because, you know, if you're not technically adept with computers, you pretty much can't get into Bitcoin mining on your own. You need somebody to help you. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com are doing just that. They've got the Bitcoin.com mining pool, which you can join over at pool.bitcoin.com. All you got to do is put up an investment into helping them get some hardware, basically, and then they do all the management of it for you, and you get payouts. That's the idea. And you can actually go there and see what the expected payouts might be. Now, you never really know because the difficulty adjusts in Bitcoin and, you know, things change over time. So, obviously, there's some risk involved. But if you want to get behind a Bitcoin mining operation that is doing well, you can go to pool.bitcoin.com. In fact, they're paying out 110% to the people who do know what they're doing. So if you are a technically adept miner type and you want to join an existing mining pool, they're doing 110% mining rewards for you. So go to pool.bitcoin.com. If you just want to invest and get payouts, then also you can go to pool.bitcoin.com, and then they'll tell you what you can expect to make based on what you want to invest. And there's like a slider, and, you know, it's super easy to get signed up. Mark, you and I, we actually did this.
I did it on my own.
Yep, you went with a lifetime package. I went with the 6-month just because, I just wasn't sure. I've never done this before. I didn't know. I just kind of dip my toe in the water here, and we'll see how it
You are a toe dipper, that's for sure.
Pool.bitcoin.com. But one of the things that I was excited about by this is that, you know, it's a way to support the Bitcoin network. especially in this time of increased difficulty, if you will. Go to pool.bitcoin.com and learn more about that. Let's go. We'll talk more about the Parents Television Council and their recent batch of complaints to the FCC, but we have David on the line. David, where are you calling from here tonight?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, so what's on your mind?
So I was wondering if y'all had heard about the user-activated hard fork of gold and silver. Have y'all heard about that?
No.
I have not.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you haven't heard of it because it doesn't exist because it's real money. But anyways,
oh,
I digress. But if someone wanted to amplify y'all's program during that, could they do it with gold and silver?
Sure can.
Yeah, I mean, we've done that before. I mean, there's not much we can do with gold and silver except, you know, put it somewhere. It's not going to pay any bills for advertising or whatever. So we're not going to turn it down.
Have any local gold or... Yeah, but y'all don't have, like, a local gold or silver dealer. Like, sometimes they operate at pawn shops here in Raleigh.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
Golden Isle Coins.
Yeah. There's some guy who's got a coin dealership place that runs out of his house up here. So, yeah, I've been there and sold some old silver to that guy.
I generally try to hold on to the metals that I get.
Sure, that's kind of the point.
You know, that's my goal. But I have, speaking to the real money part, for some time I was getting mercury dimes, which to me seemed like really good money because, it's silver right off the bat because it's a mercury dime.
90% silver.
Yeah, 90%. But it's, it was good enough for coin money at one point,
yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's still good.
It's got that legitimate government thing going on for some people.
But I attempted to pay people in it, even, local libertarians and that sort of thing, people that would support gold
that would
and
know.
Silver,
yeah.
And they just didn't have much use for it. I did.
Silver acceptance has gone way down as far as, now that cryptocurrencies are a thing and they're very popular within the Liberty community up here in New Hampshire, almost everybody is willing to take cryptocurrency for payment and whatever. But, if you get to choose between crypto and silver, I think most of them are going to choose the cryptocurrency like Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, I mean, that may be so. I'll take the bling bling any day of the week, though.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know why. And
it's
that's
pretty.
The thing about the, both of them. Yeah, people like it, and nobody knows why, but they still value it. And I'm like you, Mark. I sort of kind of keep it. But I've also used it to pay bills, right?
Really?
Even if the people won't take, even if they won't take bullion, I was in gold down at 600, silver when it was like $4.
Yeah, all right.
And, and then I sold it up to, it, not quite at its peak, but when it was down to $18 an ounce, gold at like $1,600 an ounce.
Nice.
And, we're running through a rough patch.
But who have you gotten to take it in payment? Who have you gotten to accept it as payment?
Oh, well, some transaction amongst myself and friends, like smaller stuff. The silver was really valuable. It's like, hey, man, that's a nice knife or whatever. I got a silver ounce. I'll trade you, right? And it works for stuff like that. Silver, not so much. But I never really found liquidity was a problem. And with y'all, talking about donations of Bitcoin and the hard fork coming up, I thought it was a good opportunity to say, well, maybe some people don't like FRNs or crypto and
Federal
Reserve
notes.
Gold and silver. And,
that's what that means.
Yeah. So yeah, that's good to hear. Mark,
yeah, I think it's good that we still have silver. There's an address there. So yeah. So that should help you with that. But, there are people who are still interested in silver. I think it will, and gold and other precious metals. And I think that they are going to, as they have for a long time, be valuable to people. And there will always be some level of folks who are willing to accept it. I was only saying that it doesn't seem as big these days simply because cryptocurrency is so much easier to deal with. It doesn't take up any space. It doesn't, doesn't have to weigh you down when you're walking around with it. You don't have to make change.
If you've got enough gold to weigh you down, those are good problems to have.
I get what you're saying, but it you don't have to make change with it.
I like lots of things about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And let's face it, gold and silver have been money for thousands of years.
They will continue to be money, but it's just not as accepted these days.
It's just a fact.
Yeah, there was never in history an example of a user activated hard fork of gold or silver.
Yeah, what you're referring to for our listeners that don't know is the potential fork, the splitting of Bitcoin that may be coming up early next week on August 1st. David, any other thoughts you want to share?
Just that great show. Keep up the good work, and I'll be looking up the address on y'all's AMP site.
All right, perfect. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you, David, for the call here tonight. Yeah, I don't remember the last time. It must have been, 8 years ago at a Porcupine Freedom Festival or something like that, that somebody handed me a stack of silver.
Yep.
And said, can I support the show with this? And that's happened a number of times. I don't remember how many times, but at least several, if not a dozen times, people have handed me varying amounts of silver to support what we do here on Free Talk Live. And I'm always grateful. Thank you. We're going to put it, somewhere that it will hopefully gain value over time. And if we need it, we will liquidate it. But ultimately, it's getting harder to do that. It's getting harder to find people in the Liberty Movement who are excited about taking silver. A lot of them are like, well, I've already got that stuff, right? I've got enough silver or gold, so...
Well, if they've got... If 5 years ago they got into Bitcoin and into silver at the same time...
Yeah.
They're saying, and they put the same amount in. They put $100 in silver, and they put $100 in Bitcoin. They've seen a great deal of appreciation in their Bitcoin. And not much in their silver.
Right.
And so they're probably excited for that reason, right? They've seen the appreciation.
But also beyond the appreciation, it's just easier to use. I mean, Bitcoin, you can send it instantly, pretty much instantly, anywhere in the world.
It's not easier to use in a brick-and-mortar situation.
Actually, it is, because you have to calculate the rate. Now, there's a silver calculator app for a phone, which you can get out and figure that out. But you have to calculate the current rate of silver, and then you've got to hand them an ounce. Or
if you're going, you already know the rate, and you can just tell them. But
fine, right. But they may want to see that because they don't know you, perhaps. So you've got to convince the person to take it first and foremost, but presuming you're at a friendly vendor who's willing to accept silver, you got to do the calculation. You've got to figure out what the change is going to be, which with Bitcoin, you don't ever have change. You know the exact amount. You send them the exact amount with change, and then you get back, because they're not going to have silver to give you change back, so you're probably going to get dollars back in change. It's just a clunky process. It's not smooth at all. With Bitcoin, you got an app from BitPay. They come up with a QR code. You scan it. You pay it. Boom. Pretty much instantly done. Sometimes faster than a credit card transaction. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny.
$1.99. Wow, $1.99?
Yes, Penny, wow. Because at Long John Silver, you deserve more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves here. Maybe you're on the side of the Parents Television Council. And you are mad that the word tit was used on television in the context of talking about a teenage girl who was to apparently or interested in receiving a breast implant or breast implants. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, as you pointed out, Mark, the Parents Television Council, they promote to their followers, in this case they had 3,000 signed petitions against this particular thing that happened on television, on the Fox channel, the show called The Mick, apparently. And by the way, you looked into it and you couldn't see for sure if it was about any kind of
Irish thing, but maybe from it Ireland. Seems like it.
Oh, I thought you said it was about some woman who moved somewhere.
Yeah, from like Rhode Island to Connecticut. I don't understand.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we don't know anything about the show. But the thing is, neither do probably most of the 3,000 people who sent these petitions in. Maybe they saw a clip. Maybe. Or maybe they just saw an email from the PTC saying, hey, hit this button and we'll go ahead and deliver your petition because we saw something bad on the television.
Take down big television.
Yeah. And so they just click the button, fill out the form, and, you know, the Congress or the FCC is supposed to believe it.
The form's probably already filled out.
Right.
I mean, the way these things work is you just click the button, you have an account, it logs you in, and wham.
Yep. Default comments. Yeah. Yeah, all that. So, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But most of them probably didn't watch the whole show. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was some sort of outrageous message around breast implants. Or maybe later on in the episode, she decides not to get them, you know? Who knows what it is? But just the fact that there's somebody who's a teenage girl considering this on television is what was offensive to these people.
That's
and the word tit.
Where it went to, yeah. They were looking for whatever they were looking for.
Yeah. The comment that they found offensive was the minor tells her guardian, quote, you're working the room like you're mayor of Tit Town, unquote.
But, I mean, it's worth pointing out that there's no list. They call this an offensive word,
yeah.
But there's no list of offensive words. The Federal Communications Commission has not in 80 years gone ahead and just given us a list. The closest thing we have to a list is George Carlin, and I don't think Tit's on that list, is it?
I think he does include that list, but it's. I remember working at a rock station where it was one of the words in an Eddie Money song. They didn't bleep it.
That's the thing. That's in fact one of the biggest problems out there is you can say whatever you want. It seems you can drop the N word in a song, but by God, a newscaster that reports that somebody said it is going to get fired. It doesn't make any sense.
Melissa Henson is the PTC, Parents Television Council, program director. She says, quote, "We are urging the FCC to help protect the publicly owned broadcast airwaves from indecent content such as what was aired on The Mick. The T word has historically been considered off limits for broadcast television, as was affirmed in the FCC versus Pacifica Foundation case. Even comedian George Carlin once joked that you can't, it's one of the words you could never say on television." She continued to say the FCC should issue an indecency fine to send a message to Fox Broadcasting and to the broadcast TV industry that indecent content is unacceptable. As long as Fox is licensing and profiting from the use of a public resource, the broadcast airwaves, they must abide by the law.
Radio stations are playing this song, have been playing this song for, playing songs with this word in it for decades.
Yeah.
Why is it that's speaking it as opposed to singing it is a problem?
Well, I'm sure the Parents Television Council would also be offended about, a song as well. It's just
it seems like they missed the boat on it then.
Maybe no one has informed them about the Eddie Money song Shaken, which is likely included in most rock and roll radio stations playlists, because those playlists are only 200 songs long.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it's likely in the playlist of every classic rock station out there in the United States today, or maybe even some of the 80s hit stations. But, they just probably haven't caught wind of it. It's not as offensive as a television broadcast because, the kids are watching at prime time. It's 8:30, this is what they say, at 8:30 at night. This is prime time kid watching hours for TV, and we got to protect them from hearing that word, especially spoken in context regarding a teenager and breast implants.
So one of the real difficulties that television producers have is that they're attempting to produce programming and then compete against organizations with much bigger budgets that don't have the same constraints. So HBO, Netflix.
Well, TV has big budgets, but they don't have the same constraints, or the HBO folks don't have the same.
Take a look at Game of Thrones, yeah. Man. Look at the budgets on that.
They're big.
Those are big budgets. They're not necessarily, those the acting budget, yeah. the whole thing. It's
no doubt.
Expensive.
You may be right. It may be a little more expensive on the HBO side as far as production, but they're no slouch on TV these days.
TV is. When was the last time you watched a broadcast television program, Ian?
I watched Lost about a decade ago, but not on
broadcast.
Not on. It wasn't. I didn't watch it live. I watched it later on over the internet. But it was a broadcast show.
I can't. I mean, nothing comes to mind. But the last show I remember broadcast television was my ex fiance watching Ally McBeal. I mean, I haven't had cable since then.
Well, most of the shows, if I watch a show, and I don't watch too many of them, but most of the ones that I'll watch over the internet are originated on cable networks, not broadcast. But there are a bunch of shows.
That's what I'm saying, is most of it's cable, and that's who these people are competing against.
Right.
And you're tying their leg behind their back and telling them race.
Yeah,
and
it's insane. I mean, the idea that there's some set of families out there of any significance that only has over-the-air broadcast television in their home is absurd these days. This isn't 1950 or 1960 or whenever it was when there was three broadcast networks, and then finally Fox came along sometime in, what was it, the 70s or 80s or something? I don't even know when it was, but they came along at some point. But it was only three channels for a long time, and you didn't have cable. They sure did seem more relevant back then as far as the FCC and all of its rules. But now there's these two sets of standards because, anybody seen The Walking Dead before? You want to talk about one of the most...
Is that broadcast?
No. It is on AMC, which is one of the cable networks. But it's incredibly gory. I mean, it is... Not only is it gory, but they also use... I can't say for sure I've heard the F-bomb, but I've definitely heard the S-bomb
good
on
enough.
That show.
That's all it takes.
They use very explicit language, very explicit violence on those programs. I mean, there's nothing they haven't shown, basically, as far as gore, you know, Gorefest is concerned on that program. And it's like, yeah, they are trying to compete with that, but what family doesn't actually have access to those shows? I mean, obviously with cable subscriptions, they have a parental lockout or whatever, so parents can go in and lock out certain channels. But generally, most families, I would guess, have some form of cable or Dish Network or, you know, DirecTV or something like that, as opposed to just a set of rabbit ears on top of the TV. What percentage of American families, what percentage of listeners to this show right now can say they only have rabbit ears or an aerial antenna sticking up from their home? What percentage?
I would say it's very, very low.
I bet it's less than 5%.
But it's kind of like people. It's like with radio. So there's rules on what we can say on this show. These words we can't use. Now our stations have a higher standard than just those words.
And
we abide by that higher standard because we want to stay on those stations, not because the FCC said so. So that's kind of like, you know, the FCC is the minimum wage of all this. But there are certainly other shows out there on other stations that might very well put a wordy nerd on the air if they had the opportunity to do it. But the idea that there's somewhere in America, you know, this 9-year-old who snuck off with a transistor radio at his after his bedtime at 8:30 when the sun's still shining, and he's hiding under the covers listening to the radio with those earbuds, you know, those white earbuds, the mono earbud.
I used to have a little Tropicana radio that I got free at some place. I don't know what it was, but it was just like that, man, when I was a kid in the 80s.
And that's what it was like for me too.
But it ain't like that now, right?
But this just isn't happening anymore. Kids are sneaking off to consume media, but it isn't radio.
Yeah.
It isn't broadcast television.
And if they want to see a pair of breasts, then it's not hard to do that these
finding
days.
That isn't difficult. I had to go get Purple Rain on VHS and then, you know, stop it during the exciting parts, right? But, no, you know, not so much.
Yeah, I remember watching when my parents would take us out to the beach trailer that my grandma owned at one point. There was, like, some of the pay-per-view channels that would come in there.
Yeah, baby.
And I'd watch the scrambling.
Oh, through the scrambling?
Through the scrambling.
Yeah.
In the hopes of catching a glimpse.
I've watched more than my fair share of scrambling, too.
The toll-free number here, 8th, if they don't have
kids
that
these
have
no
days.
Idea what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they don't have scrambling.
Is this eggs?
Right. Kids, it was the television channels that you couldn't see. You couldn't see because they, like, digital or, like, sort of analog scrambled the video. More coming up.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.